This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll go around the NFL with Will Brinson of CBS Sports at 1 o'clock. Berries for Luga at 1:30. Washington Post columnist who is smart when it comes to baseball, always writes thoughtful and provocative and thought-provoking stories on the Nationals. It's coming up in about an hour, so make sure you're listening at that time. For the win, ranked the 32 quarterbacks starting on Sunday in the NFL. 1 to 32, we are working our way through the list of where they ranked quarterbacks. So we've kind of been moving guys up and down our boards. The first huge, egregious blunder, though, is Sam Bradford, 13th. Can you overrate a guy more than that?
He's Mr. 23. Like, he should be living in the mid-20s. You make a bargain. You understand you're limited. He can put up a couple numbers, checking down to Kyle Rudolph and you know, Dalvin Cook out of the backfield. Stephon Diggs will catch 61 dig routes. You know, he'll have 90 receptions for 900 yards.
He, a first overall pick at one point, still kind of lives off of the reputation of what he was supposed to have been. What do you think his career high is in passing touchdowns in a season?
This is me guessing. 22.
21. He's never thrown more than 21 touchdowns.
Can we stop with the same
Cousins at 27 thing? His first year. Now, how about this? How about his career high in passing yards in a league where everyone kind of throws for 4K now, so that's kind of the starting point. But how 1 year he gets hot, he gets on a run. What is the most passing yards he's ever thrown?
3,825.
Last year, he threw for 3,877. That was the most he'd ever thrown.
And boom goes the dynamite.
He's never thrown for 4,000 yards. He fumbled 10 times and lost 5 of them last year.
But at least he fumbled.
Now, the perk for him, the benefit is he doesn't throw many picks.
Cool.
He also doesn't throw touchdowns.
Yeah.
It's easy to not throw picks. I could, you know what's funny is I could get through an NFL game without throwing an interception like you could. Because all I'd have to do is take sacks and eat the football and throw it into the ground. And all my other numbers would stink, too.
Yeah.
But at the end of four quarters, I could say, I didn't throw any picks.
Just a guy.
13th is where they list them.
Just a guy.
Eli Manning, 14th. I think that's perfect. He's going to put up huge numbers. He's going to have really good games, some bad games, but he's good.
Yeah, you'll accumulate well over 4,000 yards and north of 30 touchdowns. Turnovers be damned.
Derek Carr, 15th. Derek Carr should be higher than this.
This one is almost as egregious to me as Sam Bradford being where he is. How is Derek Carr this low?
Don't know. Derek Carr, now granted, pass-happy offense, weapon-friendly, Cooper, I'd say an 8 out of 10 wide receiver. Crabtree, a 7 out of 10 wide receiver on the outside helping him out. 28 touchdowns, 6 picks last year, and was on pace to throw for 4,200 yards before he got hurt. The year before that, he threw for 3,900 yards, had 32 touchdowns and 13 interceptions.
He is so good.
He's only been in the league for 3 years. He's got over 80 touchdown passes. And he's averaged nearly 4,000 yards per season as he's kind of debuted in the league.
This, to me, is my number 7. I think he's just behind that first elite superstar group. He's, to me, vying with Andrew Luck this year for who has a better year. I think he's going to have an incredible season.
I'd have him closer to 10 because I'm putting guys like Rivers, Ryan, and Stafford probably ahead of him in that 6 to 9 range. Jameis Winston, 16th. This is about where Jameis Winston belongs.
I think too low for me, especially given some guys that are ahead of him, but I can live with 16.
I love Jameis, and I think he's going to be really good. He still has 2 terrible throws a game and normally 1 back-breaking interception a game where you go, what are we doing?
A hand to forehead.
Like a couple years ago, we said this about Kirk Cousins. Jameis is still there. He's going to keep both teams in the game.
Because it's the wrong word for this, but there's this incredible athletic arrogance that he has where it's like, I'm so good, I'm going to do it. And it's magical because what he does in the second half is he makes comebacks from when they're down. Like he'll get them down with a pick six early in the game. He did it at Florida State. And then he will drive them down the field, make spectacular plays. I think he has a huge year, but still too many turnovers. I think we're looking at that like 4,400 yard, you know, 33, 34 touchdown, but like 19 or 20 picks, where there's a couple, as you said, what the hell are you doing type moments. But I think he's a stud.
Marcus Mariota, 17th. This is a fine ranking here for me, kind of sure. Middle of the pack starting quarterback. You know my take on him. I think he's got it pretty easy at this point. Great running game, good system, dual threat. Doesn't really have to read the entire field. It's kind of split the field in half, yep. 2012 type offense. But he executed it beautifully. I mean, he is a perfect fit for what they do, and he's become a really talented weapon. Andy Dalton, 18. Alex Smith, 19. Kirk Cousins, 20. Kirk Cousins should be ahead of Alex Smith. Kirk Cousins should be ahead of Andy Dalton. We could just kind of start there based on the last 2 years. Now, if you're going to say going into this year, well, Andy Dalton's got A.J. Green and John Ross and Joe Mixon. Okay, that's fine. You could say he's going to have a better year than Kirk Cousins. I don't see it with Smith. He's got a tight end in Kelce. He's got a receiver in Tyreek Hill. And they're going to a backup running back who's never played in the league before because they just had an injury to their starter.
So if you're doing by wins, though, yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, Alex Smith will have more wins, quote-unquote, as a starter. But in terms of play, who's helping their team the most? Who's doing more? There's no way you'd put Smith ahead of Cousins. Because what Smith's asked to do is check it down. I mean, what was it, like 16 games in a row he had no touchdown passes to a wide receiver? I mean, it's just a completely different animal. You know what I mean? It's not fair to compare. It's like saying, well, a guy that throws knuckleballs doesn't throw as hard as a fastball pitcher. Well, of course not. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's you're grading on something almost completely different.
So, but you got to go through and now say, okay, well, how many guys can you move him ahead of? I mean, it's debatable, but you can move him ahead of Smith, Dalton. You can move him ahead of Mariota, Winston, if you wanted to. Carr should be much higher, I think, ahead of the Cousins. You could put him in the Eli category. Eli's about 14th. You should absolutely have him ahead of Sam Bradford, who's 13th and should be closer to 20th. You could put him in the same, it's kind of two very different things, apples and oranges with him and Dak Prescott. But he should be, to me, if you're forecasting for this year in the 12 to 15 range, you're talking about what he's done the last 2 years, you know, in the 9 to 12 range. But for this year, no Jackson, no Garcon, running game's not great, offensive line may or may not be good, numbers will come down because ideally your defense will be better, you're playing more competitive, close games rather than stylistic shootouts. I don't know how you wouldn't have him in the 13, 14, 15, even 16 range. To have him 20th.
So here's my answer to that.
And he's one ahead of Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor stinks. Nathan Peterman might start over.
So here's why I have Cousins probably 17th on the list this year. Neil Greenberg wrote an article about this in the Post, and I just retweeted it. Actually, just retweeted the wrong thing and accidentally posted my story about the black hole first, but I fixed it at Funny Danny. I put up the actual story. The Redskins, and this is part of the reason I think they go 5-11 this year, have the toughest opponent pass defense schedule in the sport. We already know they can't run it, and you've seen, obviously, when you go up against good defenses, some of the data points prove this. When you talk about a group that's excellent in pass D, Kirk Cousins' numbers and the Redskins' effectiveness has, of course, suffered. That's not a criticism. That's simply, hey, you go up against good defenses, you do worse. Who would have thunk it, right? That's how fantasy football works. But I really think they're going to scuffle this year, especially without those two outstanding pass receivers on the bookends on the outside, plus an offensive line that all of a sudden looks a little bit shakier than it has before. So to me, 17, I think, is fine. I probably put him in the same camp, completely different, but a guy like Mariota, I think Winston has a much better year. The majority of the guys ahead of him, I actually don't take too much issue with.
Let's go to Chris in D.C. Chris, you'll be happy to know that at the listener fantasy draft last night, a couple listeners brought you up and said they wished you were there. They thought that we, like, paid you as a foil for the show, that we hire you to say insane things, but really you're just a person with these beliefs, which is interesting.
Oh, well, thank you. Whoever said it, so thank you very, very much.
Indeed.
As you guys know, I kind of agree with the list. It's kind of funny that you, Grant, you talked about you want to experience veteran guys. I mean, Charles Cashley has said routinely on this show that he felt that Sam Bradford is a better quarterback than Cousins.
He did
Cousins,
say that.
And like I said before, I just
wait. I don't get what that has to do with veteran guys. What are you saying?
No, because you said earlier you questioned the guys' credentials who made the list. And
oh,
you were saying that.
I don't know who the guy – I've never heard of this person. Yeah, Charlie Cashley, I think, is completely wrong about Sam Bradford.
But he's got credentials, so.
Okay. Yeah, but you said – but I'm going with what you said, Grant. That's all I'm just saying.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but that sounds good.
Okay. All right. But as I said before, I think Mr. Cousins is going to struggle this year because, like you said, the two most important weapons are gone. And I just don't feel that he can go through his reasons. For some reason, fans think – Mr. Pryor is going to be Jerry Rice. I just don't see a guy in his second year of being an NFL wide receiver. I respect the position too much, but I think he's going to struggle a little bit, you know, put up some decent numbers, but I think the rank is much very, very fair. Thank you.
Appreciate you, man. I don't have a big problem with the rankings. I think Cousins is low. The only one I really look at and go, well, this is ridiculous, is Sam Bradford ranking 13th. I mean, that's an outrage. That doesn't make any sense. Other than that, I don't think there's anything egregious. So there's guys I'd move up and down.
Yeah, I'd
move
Wilson.
That's how lists normally go.
Newton, I'd move them around a little bit. I'd move Phil Rivers up, Carson Palmer down, Stafford up. I mean, you know, I think Prescott's a little too high because he's in a great situation. But you know what I mean? So we can deal with
it. It's very clear that this guy didn't take into account also, like, the amount on your plate. If you've got to win by throwing it 43 times, he's not grading differently than if you hand the ball off 27 times and throw it 19 and go 16 of 22 and, you know, and then pass effectively Mario to Prescott.
If you've got a grade on that curve, then Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers need to be, you know, 1-1. You know what I mean? Just because of what they can do. The Patriots are a better team than both those other ones, right?
Absolutely. And those guys, to his credit, were second and third behind Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Brinson at once for Luga at 130. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Folks, Danny Rubio here for my guys at PlayDraft.com. This is really fun. It combines the best part about daily fantasy. You don't get stuck with the same roster all year long. You've done that to this point, right? And year-long fantasy, the draft. You draft every week. You can draft as many teams as you want. There are little tiny head-to-head leagues. I can take on Brendan Dar, for example. I can go into a 6-person league, 10-person league, 12-person league. Drafts only take a few minutes, about the same amount of time as setting your normal lineup, and it goes fast. It's your team that week. You can play the matchups. You can wait. You can get a value pick. You can always have the smart call. You don't have to be subject to what everybody else is doing. If you think Le'Veon Bell is a great week against the Cleveland Browns, well, so do you and 75,000 other people that probably start him in a normal daily fantasy league. Not at PlayDraft.com. He's yours if you pick him. I cannot tell you how much fun this is. Real, live snake drafts with other people. For as much as, you know, as little as a dollar. So what you can do is hop in there, win real cash. You got a great chance to win. Right now, when you sign up, make your first deposit, use my promo code 1067Danny. That's 1067Danny. Play a real money game, and you get your first game for free. Huh? Play a real money game for free with that promo code 1067Danny. Go to the App Store, search Draft, or go to PlayDraft.com and get in the game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.